Aaron's a friend of mine who works as a bouncer at a couple of mid-sized nightclubs in San Francisco. As you might imagine, he looks intimidating. He's 6'2", he's got a boxer's face, a barrel-chested build, and a body peppered in tattoos. He's the kind of guy that if you look at him from a distance, you might think to yourself, if I so much as breathe in this fella's direction, he's gonna walk up and kick my ass. In truth, Aaron is one of the most easygoing, calm, and collected people I know. In fact, it's this dichotomy between the way Aaron looks and the way Aaron is that draws me to him. And it's one of the reasons, back in the day when I had more time, I would hang out at the clubs Aaron was working at. I'd stand out front with him and shoot the shit and just hear how things are going. Well, eventually, Aaron would start to tell stories. Now, one of those stories involved a trip that he took to Portland, Oregon. At the time, he was living at a warehouse in Oakland, and he owed his roommate $400. Now, try as he might to pay this roommate back, he just didn't have the money. Eventually, the roommate moved out. Aaron felt bad about this, but about 2 weeks later, he gets a phone call from the roommate. The roommate tells him, he says, "Hey man, I'm living in Portland now, and I got a deal I'd like to make with you." So Aaron's all ears. He says, "You owe me $400, and I have bike parts back at the warehouse that need to make their way to Portland. So here's the deal. You stuff that crap into your van, you drive it to me in Portland, and I wipe your debt. You owe me nothing." And so Aaron's stoked, you know, to clear the debt with his roommate, you know, more than happy to do that. And so he takes all these bike parts, stuffs them into his van, and starts driving up to Portland. Now, about 30 minutes outside of Portland, hunger struck. So he pulls off the freeway, and he drives up to a Taco Bell. Now, inside the Taco Bell, he orders his standard fare, which is 2 bean burritos and a medium Dr. Pepper. Now, as he was just about to leave, he thought to himself, "I should probably use the restroom." So he goes in, squats down, and squeezes out a deuce. And when he's finished, he looks over and notices there's no toilet paper. So he thinks to himself, no problem. So he digs into his plastic bag, and he has no napkins. He says, no problem. Looks across the room. He notices there are no paper towels. So then he thinks to himself, he says, "Hey man, desperate times, desperate measures." So he crab walks over to the garbage bin, looks inside, he sees no discarded paper towels. There's nothing in there, not even a liner. So he sits back down, without any options at his disposal, except for one. It's a shameful option, but he exploits it anyway. He eats his bean burritos, and he uses the wax wrappers to wipe his ass. After he's done with his shameful act, he goes over and he washes his hand. They had soap. And he rinses as best he can. There's obviously nothing to dry his hands with. And he just sort of walks out of the bathroom. He's on his way out the door and he thinks to himself, "I can't let them get away with this. I can't let them off that easy." So he goes back to the counter and this young, bright-looking little girl comes up and says, "Hi, how may I help you?" And he says, "I would like to speak to your manager." A few moments later, this pencil-neck dude comes walking up. He's got this short-sleeve collared shirt on with a big old goofy smile on his face. And Aaron reaches out his right hand and meets the hand of the manager. Now, as he shakes the manager's hand, he grips it just enough so the manager can't slip his hand out, but not so strong that he's like crushing it. And while this is happening, he says, "I just left the bathroom." The manager kind of has an uncomfortable smile on his face, says, "Uh-huh. And in there, I took a shit." The manager's like, "Uh-huh. And after I was done, I noticed you did not have any toilet paper. You didn't even have any paper towels. And so I was reduced to wiping my ass with the hand you're now shaking." Now at this point, the manager is not sure where this is heading. He is completely freaked out with this intimidating dude who's gripping his hand, a hand he was just told was used to wipe his ass. Now, Aaron soaks this moment in, just a second longer, then releases his grip and leaves. Drives to Portland and settles his debt with his ex-roommate.